has the same family name you do, maybe looks a little bit like you, they ask him if he's your cousin or something. They say, no, actually, he's no...
Related. No relation to me.
Uh-huh. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be called a...
Well, you'd call him a hobo, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe be a hobo, a tramp, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's only the way, you know, sometimes it's only the way a fella can look or where he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Be what he is, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a man can walk in town, never been there before, and he wouldn't be a tramp. He'd be on business or something.
Uh-huh.
Then again, he could be greasy, nasty, dirty, and everything, and be a slouch, and a stealer, or a burglar, or anything, you know.
Uh-huh.
So you can call him a hobo.
Uh-huh. But what about just someone who's new in town? He'd be just a...
Be a new related in town.
Or someone
a stranger
like,
would be a stranger.
Uh-huh. What if he came from a different country?
What would he be in the country?
Well, what if he came from a different country?
Well, if he come from a different country, he would have a different language, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Would be the only thing now, which, you know, some of these languages, we can't speak them, you know, we don't
uh-huh.
know it. But, you know, we do have people once in a while that can speak different language.
Uh-huh.
So he would be a stranger in town.
Mm-hmm. And these are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Who?
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Would be Mary.
Mm-hmm. And you remember in the Bible, the sisters of Lazarus?
What?
The sisters of Lazarus. You remember that in the Bible?
No, I don't forget that.
Do you remember George Washington's wife name?
No, I never did know his wife. I knew George Washington. Every time we get a can of print, a box of George Washington, his picture's on there,
uh-huh.
on the box, on that, the tobacco box. But
oh,
I don't remember
connected.
His wife.
uh-huh. You remember a song started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
See, when it fell, wait till the sun shines. How did you say that?
Did you ever hear a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
No. I used to play all kind of songs. Say, way over the river where the sun don't never shine or something.
What's that?
That used to be an old, just old song you used to play on guitar, you know, long years back.
You play the guitar?
I used to play guitar all the time.
Mm-hmm. You still play it?
Well, I ain't played none now in about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. What sort of songs did you play?
Uh-huh.
What different kinds of songs did you play?
Oh, just any kind of blues or something like that. A few church hymns.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The blues supposed to have started here in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. Well, it did. What the blues started from?
I don't know.
It's a little simple. Like, you know, once a fella had a mule died way old summers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this buzzard got it's cold like today, you know?
Yeah.
Now, this fella started this song over this. It's cold like today, the old buzzard said, and draw it up. Well, as soon as next day when the sun started shining, he stretched his wing. The other buzzard looked at him, where you going? He says, I'm going where they don't bury the dead. So he meant he's going where they didn't bury dead mules at. So they started a song over there. That the first song come out what you call blues.
What do you call a male goat?
A male goat?
Uh-huh.
That would be the boy goat.
Uh-huh.
And the mama goat would be what you call the female goat.
Uh-huh. Well, another name for the male goat you
would
call
be
him
Billy.
Uh-huh.